Joined by the Lansing Lugnuts, Brock Lundquist, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Brock, generally when you hit a homer, do you know what's gone off the bat?
Most of the time I do, but you know, I don't really pimp home runs. I kind of, you know, my natural, you know, swing, I'm out of the box. I start sprinting out of the box usually every time I hit the ball. So, but most of the time, you know, there's every once in a while I know it's gone.
Do you remember the first home run you ever hit?
I do not, no. That was a long time ago. Long time ago. Yeah.
Have you always been, in addition to everything else that you can provide, a power hitter on your team?
Yeah. My whole life I've been kind of like a bigger kid with a lot of power. I know when I was a lot younger, I was usually the biggest kid on the team, biggest and tallest, and I usually produce a lot of power. So every year I usually have, you know, quite a few home runs.
Was there a clutch hit, a big hit that you had that stands out to you?
I'd have to say probably 4 years or 5 years ago. I was in the Connie Mack World Series. It was a game before the championship game, and I hit two home runs back-to-back in order to get us to the championship game. That was probably the biggest hit I've ever had.
When did you first grow a mustache?
I'd have to say junior year in college. So last year, our coach, we had a no-beard policy on our team. Only could have mustaches, so everybody grew up mustaches, and I decided to keep mine going. And you get the curls on the end. So it's coming in right now.
Did people give you advice, or did you have to discover this for yourself?
No, I did it all by myself.
So yeah. What's the secret to a quality mustache?
Don't shave it. Just keep it growing, and once it gets long enough, you can get some mustache wax and play around with it. So I just ordered some. It should be here in a couple days. I should start getting some twirls on the side of the mustache right now. So.
How much of a sensation did your mustache turn out to be at Long Beach State?
It was actually pretty big. I know we had a lot of days where people wore fake mustaches. And I was one of the only ones that actually kept the mustache on the team. And it actually inspired a lot of other players to do it too. Even on other teams, like I saw guys growing mustaches and they said it was because they saw mine. They thought it was pretty cool. But it was a pretty big deal. At Long Beach, so.
Did Long Beach State discover you? Did they go out and recruit you?
Yeah, they did. It was my sophomore year in high school. I was playing a little showcase thing. Actually, I don't even know if it was a showcase. It's like a little tournament at UCLA. A lot of college teams there. And that's when I first got a call from Long Beach and said they're really interested. So I went and checked out the school. I loved it. Loved the coaching staff. The amount of players that has gotten to the big leagues out of there has been a lot. I decided to commit there, and you know, I played there, loved the school, and now I'm where I'm at right now.
What's it mean to you to actually to wear that dirt bag mantle?
It means a lot. I mean, there's a lot of history that goes behind the name Long Beach State Dirtbags. The coaching history, the player history, and I was glad to be a part of it and continue on that history, and it meant a lot playing there.
Did you have any idea what round you were going to get drafted?
I did not. You know, I had a feeling, you know, I'd be in the top, you know, hopefully top six, kind of, and that's where I kind of landed in the sixth round.
Yeah.
I'm actually good friends with my area scout back home who drafted me, and he gave me the phone call. He's like, hey, man, this is your round right here. He's like, just be ready. I was like, all right. So my name pops up on the TV, and my whole family, all my friends are there. It's pretty exciting moment.
Big party?
I didn't have a big party. Okay. But I did have a lot of friends I hung out with. You know, we went out and stuff, and you know, had a good time. So.
And then Vancouver, where you go out and you win a championship. Yeah. How's that experience?
You know, first year in pro ball to win a championship, that was really cool. The team we had last year was amazing, and it's basically the same team that we have right now. Most of the same players that came from Vancouver. I mean, I think that's why we're so good as a team, is because you know we bond really well together. We play really well together, and you know we hang out outside of the field together, and we all have like this great friendship with each other, which helps us, you know, play really good on the field.
At what point did your hamate bone started to bother you?
I actually remember it was in the playoffs against Eugene, back at our home field in Vancouver.
Yeah.
I remember one swing, I swung and missed, and I felt this really like bad pain in my hand, but I just taped it up. Played through it, next to bat, actually hit home run, which is pretty surprising, yeah. But like the rest of the, I think we had like four games left. I mean, my hand was really bugging me. And then in the off season, we were thinking maybe time would heal it up, but it didn't. And then got an MRI and ended up having surgery in December.
Was that your first surgery?
No, I had a elbow surgery in college, first year in college. I had my UCL repair. It wasn't completely torn, so I didn't have to get Tommy John. So they were able to stitch it back up, and it was about a four-month recovery. So that was my first surgery.
I'll get back to the handmade in a second. How did it feel to shave the mustache?
It felt weird. I had the mustache going for almost, I think, 10 or 11 months. I trim it all the time a little bit, but yeah, when I clean shaved it, it just felt really weird. It just felt like...
Your face was cold?
Yeah. I remember when I shaved the mustache, I'm so used to putting my fingers up to my mustache and twirling it. I would do that when I didn't have a mustache. Like, I'd put my fingers up and try twirling, but there was nothing to twirl, you know? It was really weird.
The rehab from the handmade bone surgery.
Yeah.
At what point could you say, okay, now I'm feeling like myself again?
I would have to say, I don't know.
We'll get there someday.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably late spring training. Mine actually took a long time to recover just because my handmade bone was broken for so long, for 5 months, that what happens is the bone that breaks, it pushes against the nerve. And my nerve was so irritated that, you know, that's really what we were doing rehab on, is my nerve rather than my bone. So my bone was fine, but it was more the nerve that we were doing. And it took about 2.5, 3 months probably to get recovered.
If I look at your season, it's easy for me to say the grand slam you hit against Hunter Green seemed like a huge moment. Is there another moment that stands out in your mind where you go, aha, it is on, here we go?
I don't know. For myself, no. For the team-wise, I mean, there's been a lot of, like, moments like that. You know, I mean, that's, like I said, we've had so many amazing moments already with the Lansing Lugnuts. And I just hope, you know, we're going to keep continuing those.
And finally, let's set aside baseball. What else do you enjoy? What else do you have a passion for?
I'm a big fisherman, huge fisherman. In the off season, you know, even I shipped up all my poles up here. I got 7 poles. Haven't really had time to go out yet, but I'm, you know, kind of been a little lazy once I get back to the apartment. But huge fisherman, huge golfer. You know, in the off season, I fish 5 days a week. I golf 5 days a week. So,
do you have a time during the day when you fish and a time when you golf?
I mostly fish late in the afternoon, usually midday. You know, it's kind of slow with the fishing. You see, either early in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, or you go later at night.
Why 7 poles?
Different kind of fishing. When we were up in Florida, I had, you know, some bigger rods for bigger fish, yeah. And you come down here, you have bass rods for bass.
So it's like golf clubs.
Yeah, you got some bigger rods for some bigger fish down here. So it's just, you know, different rods for different things. And, you know, if anyone wants to come with me, you know, I have a pole for them too. So,
Brock Lundquist, Lansing Lugnuts outfielder, thank you for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.